This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome. This is Detailing Addiction. I'm Dr. Susan Blank. Today in studio, I have a special guest, Tracy Nicholson Pearson, who is the founder and CEO of Prissy Tomboy. Tracy has been a guest on our show in the past, and we have a couple of objectives today. The first one is to get an update on what's happening with the Prissy Tomboy Adventures, and also to talk a little bit more about ways in which programs like Prissy Tomboy can be very effective in prevention of things like teen pregnancies, teen drug use, teen violence, and school dropouts. So thank you for being here today, Tracy.
Thank you for having me.
It is a real pleasure. Some of our listeners may not be familiar with you, and I think that your story is very interesting. Tracy is a successful businesswoman. She and her husband own Soda Salon. They have a successful business. They do many charity events. They spend several weeks every year, at least every quarter, in New York City, working at Fashion Week, doing hair and makeup for some of the top clothing lines and designers here in the USA, dealing with some of the most beautiful women and men.
Yes, we do men as well.
You do wonderful charity events. Your work with a children's hospital and your Soda Salon there that services families of children as well as the children themselves who might be hospitalized for all kinds of injuries and illnesses. You do many charity events at the salon itself, and you have two boys. So how in the world did you come up with Prissy Tomboy?
Well, when my son started middle school, I noticed the girls, and I also noticed how girls were being portrayed in the media. You know, I watched the television shows he was watching. I was at the school. I saw girls constantly on their cell phones. You know, girls in their cartoons or on their shows were either airheaded or over-sexualized or, you know, and then you look at music videos, and I just didn't want my boys to grow up looking at women this way. So I decided to start a company. There's a whole lot of other reasons, too, but to start a company, especially for them to see healthy, strong girls that really work hard. And Gabriel, my oldest, always asked me, why did you do it for boys? I'm like, I tell him, I can't change a culture of boys. You can. So I'm going to show you amazing girls so you are the leader for your friends on how you treat women.
Nice. So this came out of a need that you recognized, seeing what was happening with middle school-aged girls.
Yes, I grew up as an athlete, and I remember how hard it was for me. And I was not the perfect teenager by all means. I have a very interesting history, but, you know, it was very hard, you know, being an athlete. Your friends are dropping out, and, you know, it's like, well, Tracy, you're the last one to smoke a cigarette. You're the last one to, you know, have a drink. You're the last one. You know, and you just have to say no a million times. And now you increase that with social media and this need for acceptance, where the girls, it's really hard for them to say no. And I teach my girls, you have to be strong enough to say no over and over again. And if they feel like they're not being accepted by their peers, they're going to give in to it. That's what happens, unless they have a healthy outlet and something they feel passionate about. So we try to introduce them to sports and activities and adventures so they can feel passionate about something that's meaningful to them, so they have the strength to say, hey, I'm just not interested.
I was able, fortunately, to participate in the Prissy Tomboy Adventure Challenge that was held at Georgia Tech last fall. And I have to say I was very, very impressed with not only the young ladies and the things that they accomplished personally through the day, but also through observing the adult mentors and the adults that were there giving their time, giving their energy, giving their expertise to the girls and to the girls' mothers and other family members who came. It was a very interesting day. How did you come up with that idea?
Well, you know, starting Prissy Tomboy, I have been blessed to be surrounded by wonderful women. And when you start speaking to women about encouraging young girls, they realize, wow, I needed that. You know, I've had a fight to get to where I'm at. I've had a fight to be a strong woman. I've had a fight to be a woman business leader, business owner, a woman athlete. And for them to help support a community has been huge. So, you know, we had almost too many speakers because it was ran out of time. But it's wonderful, the community that we're building around Prissy Tomboy. And I want the girls to be able to relate. So the more women I have supporting them and the more mentors, there's going to be someone that they relate to, you know, someone that they can say, hey, you look like me. You're just like me. Or I want to play golf, or I want to be on a radio show, or a woman leader. So, but I also wanted to offer the parents, you know, to hear from other women leaders too, what they had to go through and how to really support. Mm-hmm. The things to say, things not to say to support a girl athlete or to support a girl to find confidence and just to get them back outside. So, yeah, it's a wonderful community of women that I am thrilled to have.
Would you share with our listeners a little bit about what happened that day and how it was organized and the challenges that were posed for the girls?
Yeah, so we started the day with yoga. I wanted the girls to be relaxed. But first, before we started the day with yoga, we made them all change into their Prissy Tomboy shirts. I wanted an even playing field. I didn't want anyone to judge anybody else, no matter where they came from. And I wanted them to just see each other as like, hey, here we all are as young girls, all the same. So we dressed up, and then we did yoga so they can get comfortable in their surroundings and to breathe and just really feel at peace being outside with each other and to feel comfortable. And then throughout the day, we had women speakers and discuss how to get through obstacles, how to goal set, how to find their confidence, how to find their purpose, their passion, teamwork, camaraderie, which is a big thing for me, especially before they hit the ropes course. And by dividing the girls up in groups and to hear a variety of speakers from professional golfers, softball, to execs for big organizations like New Balance and Aviva, they were able to see successful women in all aspects. And then they hit the challenge course, the ropes course, which was very difficult.
It was very challenging.
And a little intimidating.
To say the least.
Yes. But I wanted them to really challenge themselves so they can have faith in their strength. They are not pushed out of their comfort zone a lot. You know, they're not pushed to go hang out with other girls, to meet new people, and then to meet another girl and to have to work as a team to get through the course in a very uncomfortable situation. So the girls really embraced it. And regardless if I had, it was from ages 12 to 17, you know, at the end of it, you know, they had to work as a team. And through each stop, the Georgia Tech Leadership Course were really great in working with us in this aspect. They had to delegate a leader. And, you know, in one aspect, one of the girls who applied had suffered from arthritis her entire life. She got a scholarship to come to the event. And she's 12 years old, and she was the leader of this group of girls. And she was with 16 to 17-year-old girls. And they wanted her to be the leader. So it was really wonderful to bring out the strongest parts of a girl. And at the end, they all felt empowered. They got through their fears. There was a few tears in it, but they weren't hurt, just a little scared.
Right.
But
it was all safe.
It was all safe.
The safety measures that the Georgia Tech athletic ropes course team, they went the extra mile to make sure that everything was safe. That being said, it was still scary.
It was still scary. It was very high and sometimes a very small little rope they had to stand on. But they all worked together. They cheered each other on, and it didn't matter where they came from. It didn't matter how old they were. There was a true sense of camaraderie, teamwork. It brought girls to be leaders who at the end, like, Tracy, I was the leader. They told me, they nominated me, and they were so proud to be chosen as a leader where they may have not have thought they were a leader before, so I was really happy to see that. And at the end, they just felt really empowered. So now they can go back and say, okay, I planned I goal set. I set my passion, my purpose, and now I have the drive, less fear, and they have a strong sense of their strength. So they can get through those obstacles in life. And we've spoken to the girls afterwards. You know, a lot of them are in prissy tomboy clubs at the schools. Or, you know, we worked with the girls from Wilderness Works, who we continue to still do events with. And it's amazing how much they've changed since that event. And continuing mm-hmm. with Prissy Tomboy, they're more confident. They're standing up straighter. They're, you know, speaking clearer. They're really sharing how passionate they are about sport and adventure. So it was wonderful.
It was really very interesting to watch this group of young women. A few of them knew each other. Many of them didn't know each other. They went to different schools. They lived in different parts of Atlanta. They were a little shy. There wasn't a lot of interaction in the very beginning. But the wise decision that you made to have them all dress alike, I think, really helped cut down some of those barriers that otherwise someone might be looking at someone else's clothes or the name of their school or whatever insignia they might have and make some premature judgments about who that person is. So that was really awesome to watch, though, that little shyness, the hesitancy, they weren't quite sure what was going on. To see them at the end of the day when the last girls were coming off the ropes course. And I have to say, this ropes course took over 2 hours for each group to go through. This was really a challenge. This wasn't, let's climb up a rope ladder and everybody cheer and then we're done. Very challenging. At the end of the day, that last jump where you are on a tower that's probably 50 feet high mm-hmm. and you have to have a free jump to the ground. You do have ropes on you.
You do have a harness.
But it's going to the edge of that and reaching out and jumping and having all of the girls who had completed the task there cheering, to see the change in the relationships between the girls and the level of confidence and self-esteem that the girls had at the end of the day was such a wonderful gift. This was really an awesome experience, I think, for everybody involved, including, I think, the staff at Georgia Tech. So it was an awesome day, and I thank you for sharing that with us. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about why organizations like Prissy Tomboy are needed. Thanks
for
listening.
This is David Donaldson with the Atlanta Healing Center, conveniently located in Lawrenceville, Georgia. At AHC, your success is our goal. Addiction recovery is about more than just not using. It's about becoming a whole person and addressing all aspects of your physical, psychological, and social needs. Please call us at 770-696-9862, or you can reach us on the web at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
This is Dr. George. Join me Wednesday mornings at 9 o'clock for Medicine on Call. On Medicine on Call, we talk about more than medicine. It's about how to take control of your mind, body, and spirit.
Hello, this is Michael Daly with Atlanta Healing Center. We know that addiction is a brain disease. Addiction is a family disease. Addiction is a treatable disease. We have a caring professional staff with over 30 years experience to help you and your loved ones in your recovery. You can reach us at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
This is Dr. Susan Blank, Medical Director for the Atlanta Healing Center. Our team is able to offer a multitude of treatment options such as quantitative EEG, also known as brain mapping, hormonal and nutritional assessments, neuropsychological testing, and cognitive therapy, along with traditional 12-step facilitation. And we can even offer you, if appropriate, a gentle medically managed detox. Please contact us at 770-696-9862.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Susan Blank. This is Detailing Addiction. Today in studio, I have with me Tracy Nicholson Pearson, who is the founder and CEO of Prissy Tomboy Athletics. This is an awesome organization, and I would encourage you, whether you are 10 or 110, whether you're female or male, to take an opportunity to go to their website, PrissyTomboy.com, and learn a little bit more about the organization. See some of the photographs of some of the Prissy Tomboy events, meet some of the young women who are ambassadors, meet and understand a little bit more about Tracy and her goals, and all of the other folks who have been involved with Prissy Tomboy. So please take a look, PrissyTomboy.com. I believe you're also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Yes, we're Prissy Tomboy Athletics on Facebook and on Instagram, and Prissy Tomboys on Twitter.
Prissy Tomboys with an S.
With okay. an S, not a Z.
Sometimes it's really hard to get all those domain names, isn't it?
It really is. It really is.
So as Prissy Tomboy has grown and developed, you've been doing a lot of work going to different events around around the country, mm-hmm. Highlighting young women, athletes, setting up the Miss Pris,
yes.
Prissy Tomboy party wagon that travels around and provides an opportunity, which I really thought was interesting, for these young girls to get photographs.
Yes. So when we go to the events, surf competition, ski, I'll be in New York in February for a big ski competition. And for them to share their inspiration while we're at the events. So it's like we interview the female athletes as a way for us to recruit ambassadors to share our mission and to get others involved. But also it gives them a voice to show why they play the sport that they do, why they decide to work so hard, why do they practice 6 days a week and go on tournaments on the weekends. It gives them a voice, and it also helps build them a community that they so desperately need.
Now, I've found it interesting that you've also been able to get some of these national organizations to provide clinics for beginners to help young women who may or may not have tried a sport but want to have an opportunity to experience it.
Yes, it's been, we've had great success with organizations such as like the Georgia High School Cycling League, who launched last year to bring mountain biking to high schools in Georgia. And they needed to recruit more girls. And for the high school teams to be able to compete at a national level, they have to have girls on their team.
Nice.
And when you launch a mountain biking team in some of the high schools, girls are a little intimidated because
right.
you see boys rushing to sign up, but you don't see too many girls. So by doing a clinic that's girl-oriented, all girls by girl instructors, and we provide the equipment. We provide is free for the girl ambassadors to attend, and they get to try a sport that's not intimidating because, you know, girls learn a little differently than boys, even if they're playing the same sport.
Mm-hmm.
When we see, you know, going down a trail on a mountain bike, a boy may just hit it, just go down it. A girl tries to have a little bit more strategy to, especially for the first time. And then also too, you know, they want to help get girls, to participate, if it's yoga or dance, rock climbing, showing sports that they may not be addressed to in their schools. It's kind of outside the box of your team sports a little bit. So, yeah, we've been really blessed to have a lot of groups want to join the community for Prissy Tomboy.
Tell us a little bit about some of the events that you've done and some of your plans for the future.
Well, we want to continue to have more clinics. So we're always trying to reach out to our community. If it's yoga or dance, we have a high demand for archery. High demand.
Really?
Yes, that's the number one right now. Sport that's requested from my ambassadors is archery.
So the Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games. The Hunger Games. And you read articles about how stores cannot keep bows in their stores because of the Hunger Games. But yeah, a lot of girls want to try archery. They feel like it'll be a great stress relief for them.
Yes.
I love archery, so I'm all for it. So I am looking for an organization to be able to support that. Skateboarding is another one that it's a higher demand. You go to a skate park, it's all boys.
Yes.
You know, it's hardly any girls. So I'm really looking for women skateboarders who can teach a clinic in the area. So I want to continue to partner up with organizations to have more clinics for girls to try different sports. We're also trying on our website. We're changing the platform. If you go on, it's under a little construction right now, but the new platform should be launched successfully next week. And we want to be a guide for the girls. You know, through the process, I've had a lot of larger corporations and organizations come to me, how can we support Prissy Tomboy? Mm-hmm. How can we be a part of your event? What can we do? And this provides an outlet for them. You know, there is a lot of amazing organizations and also corporations, like you have your New Balance and your Aviva, that do a lot of events for preteen and teen girls. So for the website, I want to create a platform where the girls can come and find guidance on equipment and know where to buy their equipment if they're starting a new sport. Especially for girls, it can be hard to find that right equipment for a girl.
Right. So
even for rock climbing, you know, to find the right harness, to find the right shoes. A lot of it's geared towards men. So to be able to partner up with different stores and groups to be able to provide that information of where to get it and make it a little bit easier for the girls, as well as adventure or fitness opportunities. There's a lot out there jiu-jitsu is becoming very popular for girls. Aerial silks. You know,
I don't know. What is that?
Think Cirque du Soleil. Think gymnastics, the silks that come down. Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of girls have been wanting to learn how to do that. So there are different organizations that do that in the city. So, you know, it's able to show my guidance that there are so many different ways for me to try different sports and to where to go, as well as health and beauty, you know, orthopedics, a physical therapist, nutritionist, so know how to eat right, how to prevent injury, how to stretch. And we want to expand that guide city by city. Mm-hmm. So no matter where you live, then you'll know where to go to get the best fitness opportunity for you with the best equipment, as well as to keep you safe and healthy. So we're really excited about launching that. And also we have schools starting Prissy Tomboy Clubs.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, the first club started at AIS, the Atlanta International School. We're very excited about that. So the schools are creating these the clubs to be part of their community service hours. So for them, it's exciting to create an empowerment day through adventure or fitness for the girls in their school to build camaraderie within the girls in their school. A lot of the school, for instance, the AIS girls came to the event. They loved it, so they want to continue that in their school so they can build more friendships within that school. So hopefully, you know, through the Prissy Tomboy Adventure Clubs, they get to try more adventure and also break down the boundaries that they have and let all the girls, you know, have a little bit more camaraderie within their schools to be passionate about, mm-hmm. you know, just having fun. So we're really excited about the Prissy Tomboy Clubs. So,
and this is for girls of all levels of skill, a beginner versus someone who in high school may be preparing for a collegiate career or a professional career. So you don't have to already have your sport, correct?
Correct. You know, our mission is to help you find the sport. So if a girl says, well, it happens quite a bit. Someone told them they weren't athletic or they weren't coordinated. So they turn their back on sports altogether and just physical fitness. And for us, it's like, that's just a way of life. If you want to be healthy, you need to exercise. Mm-hmm. And you need to be able to handle your stress. So how are you going to handle your stress if you're not playing a sport or you're not exercising, you're not getting those full good endorphins going? What are you going to do? So we really try to break that barrier down and say, okay, you know, you are athletic, you are coordinated, there is something for everybody. And then the girls that have found their sport and are, you know, practicing all the time playing, we try to... with the new platform, we'll be able to have, we call them champions. They'll have a portfolio on the site for college recruitment. We have girls that want to go pro that need to be recognized, and we have Olympic hopefuls. So we hope to have them recognized on the site so they can share their stats, they can share videos, and get the recognition they need city by city. So to really be able to reach their athletic goals. And then in return, we'll mentor those girls. So once they're an ambassador, we make sure that they're going to reach those goals and that we give them the resources and the guide to do so.
You have a mentoring program.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, from the event, as you know, we were discussing about having women wanting to be part of our community, you know, creating programs with different organizations of women to be able to come in and mentor them specifically. We just had Madison James with 98.5, and she's with AJC and Hot Topics, WSB. She just did an outing with the girls from Wilderness Works. This is our second outing. We did one. She took them to a tour of the studios. So it's really, you know, showing them that they can be a strong businesswoman. So I want them to see leaders not only in the fitness sporting arena, but also in business. Because you have to have that same kind of athletic mind to be a leader, a woman leader in business, especially.
So there are opportunities then for adults.
Yes.
Or college-age women who have some level of skill or expertise and a willingness and a desire to give back to the community. So this isn't just an organization for young girls. It's also for folks who are looking for a way to give back.
Exactly. And I find that the women that have joined Prissy Tomboy or, you know, even just employees in itself, it makes us healthier. You know, if for women, it makes you a little, it makes you stronger, it makes you more compassionate, and it gives you a mission to really help the girls, you know, become good leaders. So it's for all women and all girls. But, you know, we also have men mentors too, and we do have men coaches that we work with as well. So it's really just trying to unify and say, let's really make, you know, these girls have a passion for, you know, and have fun and be strong.
The thing that was really interesting to me at the Prissy Tomboy Adventure Challenge was the number of fathers who were there. Single fathers, fathers who were married, who were in relationships, looking for ways in which they could interact with their daughters in a healthy way and to support their daughters. I found that very interesting, the number of men, number of fathers who were there. In fact, one man was walking with his two daughters, just happened to be walking down the street, came up and said, "What can I do? This would be awesome for my girls." So I think that's another way to think about this, that sometimes fathers, when they get adolescent and young women, they have more difficulty finding ways to interact with them, to find ways to have conversations and to engage in activities. And Prissy Tomboy can be a resource for them as well.
Yes, this year we're going to be launching father and daughter trips, father and daughter adventures. I feel that, you know, a father is going to lead the way on how a girl is going to handle relationships. So for a father giving their daughter confidence, they're going to pick a better partner as they get older. And it gives them the opportunity to relate. So it's great both ways. The father can relate and build confidence in their daughter, and that shows daughter how they should be talked to and how they should be treated. And it builds more strength in them to know that, hey, my father just supported me in this, and I am a strong girl.
And I can do this. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about why we're highlighting Prissy Tomboy and these kinds of prevention organizations. Some of my listeners who are used to hearing about addiction may be wondering, so please stay tuned.
Hello, this is Michael Daly with Atlanta Healing Center. We know that addiction is a brain disease. Addiction is a family disease. Addiction is a treatable disease. We have a caring professional staff with over 30 years experience to help you and your loved ones in your recovery. You can reach us at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
Hi, I'm Roy Bowman, hoping you'll join us each Friday at noon for our new show, Food and Farm, brought to you by FeedstuffsFoodLink.com, only on America's Web Radio.
This is Michael Gannot with the Middle East Research Center Limited, bringing you insight to Israel, the truth about the greatness of the Jewish state and its struggle for sovereignty and security, every Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is Dr. Susan Blank, Medical Director for the Atlanta Healing Center. Our team is able to offer a multitude of treatment options, such as quantitative EEG, also known as brain mapping, hormonal and nutritional assessments, neuropsychological testing, and cognitive therapy, along with traditional 12-step facilitation. And we can even offer you, if appropriate, a gentle, medically managed detox. Please contact us at 770-696-9862.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Susan Blank. This is Detailing Addiction. With me today is the CEO and founder of Prissy Tomboy, Tracy Pearson. We've been talking about Prissy Tomboy, all of the wonderful events, opportunities that this organization provides for young girls, for their families, for their community. Some of you may be wondering why we would be focusing on this. And part of this came out of my recognizing the struggles and the changes that we're seeing in young women and at an earlier and earlier age. Back in December, the University of Michigan's Monitoring the Future study came out. This is their 40th year. Every year they interview 8th graders, 10th graders, and 12th grade students. They look at their attitudes towards drugs and alcohol. They look at their attitudes towards risky behaviors like driving in a car when someone's intoxicated or wearing seatbelts. They are looking at the perceived risk of drugs or alcohol or behaviors. How risky, how reluctant might these young people be to participate? How easy is it for them to get drugs or alcohol? And are they using? And starting in about 2010, for the first time, we began to see that young women are using drugs and alcohol more frequently at a higher rate than boys of their age. This is the first time this has ever happened. I mean, 100 years ago when I was in my training, we talked about what are the risks for addiction or the risk for alcoholism. And right at the top of the list was being male. Nowadays, we're realizing that girls are smoking more cigarettes than the boys their age. They're using more prescription drugs than the boys their age. They're engaging in riskier behaviors than the boys their age. This is a real shift, and this is really scary to me. And it should be scary to all of you listening to this show that this change in the experiences that our young girls are having is now increasing their risk for teen pregnancies, for exposure to violence, and for their risk of dropping out of school. So organizations like Prissy Tomboy, I think, may really be holding part of the solution as to how to help these young girls not start the risky behavior. My end of it is helping to treat people once they've started down the path. But I see organizations like Prissy Tomboy that are really reaching out and trying to intervene early. On the break, we were talking about some of the experiences that young women are being exposed to now and the stressors that are in their lives. And you were sharing with me that there were some things that some of your girls have been struggling with.
Girls that are becoming part of the Prissy Tomboy ambassadors and girls that I speak to, what's happening is a lot of parents are suffering from addiction.
Yes.
And so they're seeing depression and addiction. They're seeing violence and addiction. So they kind of come to a crossroads where they have to decide, okay, am I going to become an addict myself and give up because no one's taken care of me? So am I going to try to pacify that and escape into addiction? Or am I going to turn into the parent? Or am I going to be a stronger woman? A lot of the girls tend to try to be the parent. And if that doesn't succeed, then they either have to go into one of two ways. Either they go into the addiction path or they're going to go into being a strong woman. I have girls that are 14 that are way beyond their years just of what they had to deal with in their personal lives. I mean, they've seen deaths in their life. They've seen overdoses. They've seen abuse and murder. I mean, it really blows my mind to know what the girls have to deal with. And I remember as a child, I also had to suffer from family with addiction, and I had friends that also suffered from it, and we had to become the adults. We mm-hmm. had to become the ones that say, hey, whoa, this isn't correct. How am I going to pay the bills? How am I going to work and take care of my siblings, my family, my parent? How am I going to start making decisions and have to grow up way too fast? And that's a lot for a teen girl to be faced with. And if they don't have a community to support them or an outlet to handle it, mm-hmm. you know, they're going to say, okay, why am I doing this in the first place, and fall into it. And that happens. I kind of had a little bit of both, quite honestly, for myself. It was like, okay, I got to be the grown-up here. All right, I've been playing all these years, but no one's really caring anymore, so what do I do? You know, do I work hard or do I go party with my friends? I've been trying to get me to party for all these years. So you really, it's really a hard situation. And I think a lot of parents too, what I even saw creating the Adventure Challenge is like, oh, well, my teen girl can take care of herself. So they kind of leave them to their own device. Say, okay, you can take care of yourself. You seem to be responsible. You're old enough and in our very busy lives, they may look the other way. And unfortunately, idle time for a teen girl is not good time.
Right.
And when their parents look the other way and think they are grown and that they're adults, they're not. They're not. They're not fully embracing who they are. They haven't grown into the woman they need to be yet. So we just kind of leave them hanging for something to do. So hopefully with Prissy Tomboy, we can come in there and show them, hey, you know, let's have some fun. Let me give you ways to find out how strong you really are and show you purpose and compassion. Because they're not women yet, and we can't treat them that way.
It's very interesting in studying QEEG, brain mapping, neurofeedback. One of the things that we have learned is that women don't get a fully adult brain from a developmental standpoint until they're 25 years old. Wow. Now, they may look like a woman at 12 or 13. They may have some social skills. They may have some vocabulary and coping skills, but they really are not fully capable mm-hmm. of making adult decisions about how they want to live their lives and the risks that they are willing to take. They can't even weigh and balance the risks until they're 25. For boys, it's 26 or 27. Mm-hmm. So, from a developmental standpoint, these young women are often, you know, really at a crossroads, like you say, and having someone believe in them, having an outlet for their frustrations, for their anxiety, for their fear, having an organized structure that helps them develop dependability and develop self-esteem, this is a really important thing for a young woman. And the opportunities for this are getting less and less. And we're seeing, you know, certainly a lot more boys in high school are involved in athletics, not so much the girls. And there is this critical time, I think, about middle school where the girls are really vulnerable.
The girls don't have as many opportunities for sports as boys. I mean, that's just granted. And they also don't have the drive because they feel like they're not as feminine. You know, it's kind of taken that away. And they become very aware of boys at an earlier age. So it's like, Okay, is this going to be acceptable if I play this hard mm-hmm. or if I, you know, if I do this or that? So by having them show opportunities and that it does make them a strong, independent, attractive woman, you know, mm-hmm. I think also too with us is, you know, how to carry yourself and have confidence is huge. Really giving them opportunities to show that there are opportunities for you to have sports and there's are opportunities to have an outlet. And even more, just as much as there are for boys.
I love your tagline, playing pretty, which I think is a very interesting. And the idea that kids need to play. Kids need to play. And sure, they may not have the skill set or the drive to be in the Olympics or to be a professional athlete, but they can still have fun at all kinds of things. Even if they're not very good at it, they can have fun. And we don't have a lot of opportunities for girls to just play mm-hmm. and to play pretty, that you can be both feminine and athletic and healthy.
Yes. You know, for play pretty, too, it's, you know, dealing with when you're a woman, you're going to have girly issues, you know, and you're growing up and you're going to have those, you know, things that may seem so large to you that's so small. If you have a male coach and you're like, well, my boyfriend broke up with me because I couldn't go on a date. You know, that matters to a girl. And if they don't say, hey, okay, I understand.
Right.
You know, that does matter. Let's take care of it. But, you know, hey, let's really focus on this and show them direction. They turn their back to it. So we try to say, okay, we understand that you're becoming a woman and we're going to teach you how to become a better woman. And understand that side, plus the need for to be healthy and be strong.
I think that Prissy Tomboy is a great example of that. And intervening at this early age, I think, is so critical because the studies show us that by the time a young person graduates from high school, 50% of the teens have smoked marijuana regularly, and 80% have used alcohol by the time they graduate. So even high school may be a little... Not too late. It's never too late, but it may be a little bit late for these girls. They really do need the intervention at an earlier time, and they need the support all the way through through high school.
When I speak to a middle school, I'll have a sixth grader come in with such enthusiasm, but then by the time I get to eighth grade, it's definitely a lot harder. If a girl has checked out and she is not interested, and she is falling into drugs and alcohol or other forms of escapism,
right?
They're checked out. It's even hard for me to reach them. So I really have to have the parents involved to say, hey, we need to reach her. This, I see it happening at a very young age. Let's get her passionate about something. Because mm-hmm. Right now she's too much in her head and she's trying to escape it, and she's escaping in the wrong ways. So it's really important to start very young.
And particularly in helping them understand the risks of drugs and alcohol, even if they don't have the disease of addiction. So many young women, the studies are pretty high, showing that a majority of young women who engage in sexual activity lose their virginity while drunk. So they may not have the disease of addiction. They may not get a DUI. They may not have relationship issues. They may not have long-lasting problems with alcohol, but so many young people become intoxicated. They lose their inhibitions. They may not even be fully conscious and become engaged in these kinds of behaviors that can have such long-lasting effects on the young woman. So the idea about helping them understand and make more appropriate decisions about what's going to be important to me. Many of my patients and others will say, you know, I did fine as long as I was involved in athletics, because I knew I was going to be drug tested. I knew my coach would know. This was a way to help encourage them to remain sober. If you're sober, a whole lot of things are easier to manage and less risky.
The girls are looking for acceptance. So if they feel that I can be accepted if they don't drink or smoke or have sex, then they don't want to be neglected. They want a community. As women, we nurture. We want to be surrounded by people. We want a community to support us. And if they're not getting that at home, they're going to look for acceptance in their peers. And, you know, if it's going to build a bigger acceptance or community, if you're at a party getting drunk with a bunch of friends, that's what they're going to do. You know, so let's find a community where they're outside of that zone and something that's a little bit healthier but still having that passion and fun.
When we come back, we're going to talk about why the United States is a nation at risk in regards to many social indicators, including teenage pregnancy.
Hello, this is Michael Daly with Atlanta Healing Center. We know that addiction is a brain disease. Addiction is a family disease. Addiction is a treatable disease. We have a caring professional staff with over 30 years experience to help you and your loved ones in your recovery. You can reach us at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
With all the back and forth in today's politics, it seems as though the Constitution gets lost in the mix. If you want to brush up on your Constitution, then join Michael Conley every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. for the show Our Constitution on AmericasWebRadio.com.
This is Dr. Susan Blank, Medical Director for the Atlanta Healing Center. Our team is able to offer a multitude of treatment options such as quantitative EEG, also known as brain mapping, hormonal and nutritional assessments, neuropsychological testing, and cognitive therapy, along with traditional 12-step facilitation. And we can even offer you, if appropriate, a gentle medically managed detox. Please contact us at 770-696-9862.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Susan Blank on Detailing Addiction. With me today is Tracy Nicholson Pearson, who is the founder and CEO of Prissy Tomboy Athletics. If you're interested in learning more about her program or ways in which you can get involved, please go to their website at www.prissytomboy.com. You can follow them on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram. Some variations of the name, Prissy Tomboy, you'll be able to find them and follow them and learn more about their programs. Tom McClellan, who was at the University of Pennsylvania, former drug czar, made a statement. He said, "The United States is a nation at risk in regard to many social indicators, such as substance abuse, adolescent pregnancy, youth violence, and school dropouts." We understand that a vulnerable time for these young people is right in their middle years, middle school years, and that many children in the United States are really should be considered high risk. Though we have a lower pregnancy rate than we have in some years past, we still have at least one out of every 20 girls getting pregnant before the age of 18. And 75% of these girls end up living at home with their parents raising a child. Many of these girls no longer are able to attend school. They may be willing, but circumstances don't allow for that. And many of these girls now have some limitations in terms of their choices because now they have a baby. So in the break, we were talking a little bit about how social media has played a role in this and the idea of having a community might be helpful.
At this age, girls are searching for their identity, and so we have given them in the palm of their hands ways to find what attracts people by likes and posts and who likes what and how many likes are they going to get. You've seen the craze of the selfies and everything coming about, and you see on like your Instagram or your Facebook, most of the girls are on Instagram, very over-sexualized pictures. If you look in Girls in Sports or Girls in Fitness or viewing those hashtags, it is extremely over-sexualized for a middle school girl to look at, but that's who they're identifying with, and they see that they're getting the attention and likes, so then in return, they take pictures of themselves, going way beyond their years, and also they're very well educated, so some of them may not be getting pregnant. A lot of them are finding alternatives to sexual relationships with a boy, and the social media is, I think, has really played a part. And even you look at, I look at my sons and I look at some of their friends. You look at pages where you think, oh, this is, you know, catered to a middle schooler. This is middle school humor. But then all of a sudden, you'll have this super over sexualized act, crude language, and you're like, oh, wow. So you brought them in on this level, but here we are jumping to a whole nother level. So the idea of sex and what that means to middle school and teenager, they're not learning about love and being complete with yourself before you have sex. They're just learning all the different ways how to have sex.
Right.
And how to grow your identity through sex and how to get acceptance through sex. Instead of, you know, building a community that's going to support them and make them stronger and healthier and to be accepting of themselves first and to love themselves first, you know, I think that's the most important. And that's what we try to do with Prissy Tomboy is, like, you know, accept who you are and love who you are before you ever even think about giving yourself to another person. And, you know, as we all know, that doesn't happen until you're a woman.
Right. Going back to the idea of the developmental changes, you can't really understand the consequences of your behavior to the degree that you need to be making some of the choices that these young girls and young boys, you know, this isn't just a girl problem, this is a boy problem as well, that we need to be thinking about how do we help them be okay with saying no, with setting boundaries, with asking for help when they're confused, and having a place to go that isn't their friends who have little more experience than they do, or Hollywood or other forms of social media that give very skewed and often misguided messages.
And through sports and fitness, you learn to have self-respect. If you don't take care of your body's not going to perform. So, you know, through sports, that's where you learn a lot about your body and as a person and how strong you are. Mm-hmm. And if you're not in those activities or you're not learning about it, you're not, you know, really understanding the growth and finding out who you are, then you're going to make those decisions just to find identity, just to be accepted, and just to feel loved and their world loved. You know, it's not true, like real, but that's where they're trying to find it. And being in the beauty industry for 15 years, speaking to women, thousands of women, you know, if they've made bad life decisions, bad relationships, bad career choices, took the wrong path, it's all because of decisions they made when they were a teenager and self-confidence that they did not get from their youth. Mm-hmm. And so they could be 50 years old still fighting for their confidence and their self-esteem and still being in that bad marriage or that bad relationship because it causes routine. It causes addiction in that. That's all they know. So we need to really target when they're young to say this is who you are and this is how you need to love yourself and accept yourself before you even start to begin life.
And that begins at an earlier and earlier time every year, it seems. So this idea of early intervention for prevention, providing alternatives and support, providing it in a way that is age appropriate, that is message appropriate, and finding a way to do it that is more than just once and you're done, that this is a continued evolving organization that brings together opportunities over time for girls and not just, I'm going to go take this one class or I'm going to go do this one thing. It really can be that virtual community that many of these girls desperately need.
It gives them perspective. You know, it's if you get them in nature and you bring them in a community and you give them passion for them, mm-hmm. you know, to live a healthier life, they're going to get perspective. If I talk to one of my ambassadors that's a surfer, her life isn't about, oh, did that boy look at me or is that girl that said to me, it's, oh, I was in the water and I just felt free. It was time for me to let go. It was time for me to be me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is the words that come out of their mouths. It's not me saying, okay, say this or act like this or be this. This is what they naturally they just naturally know about themselves. If they're mountain biking, it's just, again, I constantly hear it's just a way for me to be free and for me to be me. And, you know, it's about that passion. So it's really trying to find a girl or a boy, like, have a passion, have a drive, have something that, you know, challenges you to get out of your comfort zone to find success and strength within yourself, self-esteeming opportunities. And I think with Prissy Tomboy, you know, we're doing that, and we continually, you know, hope to do that even more so. And then also, you know, for boys, too, we saw boys really supporting Prissy Tomboy clubs and coming to the clubs to support their friends that are girls that want to live a healthier lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So that was huge for me. And so we're trying to find a way to acknowledge the boys that really support girl athletes.
That's a whole another cultural shift, I think. I sometimes scroll through the TV and I see a women's basketball game or a volleyball game, and I notice the stands. Mm-hmm. You know, there's three or four people, certainly not the same level, even for professional sports, that you see in the stands cheering on the men. So, yes, the strong men, the kind men, the wise men who support these young women in their adventures, I think they need some recognition and they need some applause as well, because it really means a lot to the young women and it can be really life-changing for them.
Yes, and even for my son, I can see a shift in him and his friends. You know, when they talk about a girl, it's like, oh, mom, you know, this girl, she's MVP of her soccer team. College recruiters are looking at her. She's awesome. She's better than I am. She, and all the friends come, oh, you're going to love her. She's a prissy tomboy. She's great. and she's pretty too. But, you know, that's how they get excited to talk about girls with me. And so I'm like, oh, you're recognizing those healthy girls. So just seeing that shift within, and just in my own home, has been huge.
Makes it all worthwhile. Yeah. If folks want to get involved, how might they contact you? How might they learn more about Prissy Tomboy?
All the information is on PrissyTomboy.com. If you have a daughter or a young girl between the age, or know a girl between the ages of 10 and 18 that want to become ambassador, it is free. They just go online to take the pledge, and the pledge is to be my own adventure. And then they get to attend our clinics for free and our events, and then we provide resources and a guide for them to continue to play sports. If you want to be a mentor, you can write us at info@PrissyTomboy.com. And we're also taking corporate advertisement and sponsorship through our site, which can also be, we have a contact on the PrissyTomboy.com site as well for that.
I think that's awesome. And if there are skateboarders or archers that want to do clinics, please call and contact.
Please let me know, because that is super high demand right now.
thank you so much, Tracy, for being here and sharing with us your Prissy Tomboy adventure. I hope all of you will take advantage of learning more about this organization and supporting it. I will see you next week on Detailing Addiction. Thanks so much for listening.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.